Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to the Techno Electric & Engineering Company Limited Q4 FY23 earnings conference call, hosted by Asian Markets Securities Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectation of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risk and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kamlesh Kotak from Asian Markets Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Ryan. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Asian Markets, we welcome you all to the 4Q FY23 earnings conference call of Techno Electric & Engineering Company Limited. We have with us today Mr. P.P. Guptaji, Chairman and Managing Director, and Mr. Ankit Saroya, Director representing the company. I request Sri P.P. Guptaji to take us through an overview of the quarterly and the yearly results, and then we shall begin the Q&A session. Over to you, Guptaji. Thank you.
Very good afternoon to all of you, and I will say very good morning, and welcome everyone to discuss our financial results for the quarter and full year ended 31st March 2023. Anything said on this call which reflects our outlook for the future or that could be construed as a forward-looking statement must be reviewed in conjunction with the risks that the industry or sector faces and as much reflects on our company. Let me highlight our performance. Firstly, I would like to seek your apology as this year's results are not very as simple as they have been in the past because basically these results comprise three segments now. One is the very EPC, second is a wind discontinued business in the state of Tamil Nadu, and thirdly, the upcoming subs or subsidiaries in the form of data center and AMI works we are doing now. As all of you know, and we have been waiting for last three to four years, we are happy to now acknowledge and bring to your knowledge that the wind assets in Tamil Nadu stand sold, and we have parted with 105 MW capacity and accounted for out of 112, the balance to another 4.2 MW stand sold, or 3.6, sorry, stand sold in April, and the balance 4.2 is remaining due to land title challenges we are trying to sort out first. Total revenue for the company from the EPC segment stands at around 450 crore+, which includes the execution of the works for data center as well as AMI sub at cost. We expect the similar level of forthcoming outputs in forthcoming quarters, but maybe with a plus minus of another 10%. The EBITDA for the company stands at 38.78 crore. EBIT for the EPC segment stands at 39 crore. We have taken, as required by accounting codes, the work done in data center as well as AMI at cost, due to which the EBITDA margin may apparently seems to be a little low or misguided. If you compare with the third-party billing, which is 312 crore in the consolidated accounts, you will find the EBITDA margin to be at 12.5%+. The other income is at 22.14 CR compared to 7 CR. The profit before tax from continued operations is at 52.75 CR, and PAT from continued operations is at 36 CR. The PAT was lower from the last year basically because of the higher tax outgo expenses and also due to the increased deferred tax incidence. The profit from the discontinued business, including capital gain on sale of wind assets, is at 56 CR. The total profit for the quarter is at 92 CR, and EPS for this quarter alone is around 8.55. Now, taking up the full year results, the revenue for the full year is at 966 crore, excluding almost 80 CR for the discontinued operations. Otherwise, it would have been around 1050 CR. Revenue from EPC is at 959 CR. EBITDA for the company stands at 118 CR. EBIT for the EPC segment is at 113 CR. EBIT margin for the EPC segment is at 13.78% on third-party business, excluding our in-house subsidiaries, which includes data center and AMI. Other income for the year is at 74.30 CR compared to 150 CR last year. As you all know, we took exit from our one subsidiary developed jointly with KPTL at Kohima, and that gave us a other income of almost around 100 CR plus minus. That is 110 CR is the profit of Kohima asset partition last year. So the profit before tax for the year is at 175 CR. The PAT for this year standalone is at 128 CR, and profit from discontinued operations is at 90 CR. The total profit for the company is at 218 CR. The EPS is 20 plus. The current investment values on cash and cash equivalents is all-time high in the company at over 1500 CR. That implies 140 rupees per share. This is after company has done a buyback of rupees 70 crore and have paid a dividend of 22 CR of last year, and we have declared a dividend this year of rupees 6 per share to compensate for the buyback amount not utilized. For financial year, current financial year, we have taken an order intake of 3300 CR, and our closing order book is at 3800 CR, which is all-time high. We are L1 in 1250 CR business in transmission and AMI orders, and we are also in active negotiation in FGD business with private segments, so private players whose numbers we cannot quantify at the moment. But we are hopeful of bagging at least no less than 4000 CR business during this year also, on an ongoing basis or more. The outlook, I will say, is extremely promising. The past legacy or the bad patch of last 3 years, COVID impact, is all behind us. 4 years rather, the election year and 3 years thereafter. And we are in altogether new segments of business, which are very, very promising. And not only this, we believe that going forward there is a significant growth for the company. So whatever we have lost out, and I've been promising for the last 4 years, we'll be the rightly placed to make up in next 3 years. We believe the growth momentum has just begun. Good morning in the company has happened, and it will continue for the financial year 24, 25, and 26. We expect larger business out in our FGD segments, AMI segment, and data centers. And in transmission also, we see more of technological high-end solution provisions going forward. In the coming years, we see strong power sector reforms as power and energy converge. Additionally, there is a focus on stress on availability and reliability of power supply. And additionally, our grid has to be prepared to accept the renewable power injection up to 30% in next 5 years from existing 14-15% only. While the focus will remain on the renewable power and related infrastructure, there is a significant, but when I say related infrastructure on the renewable power, the grid has to be strengthened strongly by backing up with pumping storage solutions or by voltage source converter solutions, VSC solutions we call. These are all digital and ICD based. There will continue to be a strong distribution segment based reforms. The transmission infrastructure as required for 500 gigawatt by 2030 will continue to be in place. FGD segment is going very strongly, and we are hopeful of bagging at least 1,000 crore business every year from this segment, and we already have business worth 40-50 crore in hand, which will see execution during the current year. And in our perspective, almost 100 gigawatt of thermal capacity is yet to be ordered out by SCBs and private sector mainly, which implies a business scope of no less than a 1 lakh crore. On the transmission sector, the TBCB bidding for 50 gigawatt of renewable power out of 175 gigawatt is in progress, and we are hopeful of our share of business, whether it is backed by Power Grid or private players. The interstate transmission ISTS of 13 gigawatt in Ladakh has been proposed with an investment of ₹207 billion, and we expect major share here. We are already L1 in one package which we are talking in this region, and one is in execution. The total bids for transmission is expected to be around 40,000 crore, out of which Techno expects to book orders worth, I will say, about 3,000 crore spread over 4 to 5 years. So we are not seeing very major growth for Techno in this segment. The distribution side, we see a huge growth with PMDP package B in execution, along with AMI being an integral part of these solutions, and government has also allocated 3 lakh crore to be spent over the next 5 years. We see a major business growth in this segment going forward. AMI we are already part of, and this business is being done in a TOTEX model, and we are parking it in a subsidiary to be hived off to some strong investors going forward, as we did in case of transmission assets. We expect to get orders worth almost no less than 1,000 to 1,500 crore per year for next 4 or 5 years. So in total, we will like to do about 10,000 crore business in this segment. And we are already L1 in one package in this, and one is in execution in the state of J&K for 2.5 lakh meter. The electricity amendment bill is already in place and gives consumers multiple type of empowerment. And we believe the government will walk the letter and spirit imbibed in these amendments. And it should provide non-discriminatory open access to the power generators as well as to the consumers. It should also facilitate the choice of power supplier to the consumer, and it should also bring competition to bring down the tariffs going forward, so that the gap between the cost of very generated power versus cost of delivered power is addressed. We are hopeful of a good days ahead in this sector, as it is at a very critical juncture, and going forward something good only should happen. As a generator, we have taken a total exit in the state of Tamil Nadu. Out of this, we have sold off under 8.9 megawatt out of under 11.90 megawatt. This has left only two machines with us of 1.5 megawatt each. This has added around 425 CR cash to our balance sheet. In data center, the COVID, as I have already stated, COVID has impacted our life in multiple ways, but the positive outcome is the digitization. It is growing multiple in the country. With the growth in digital space backed by thrust on data protection, it is expected that the third-party data centers industry will grow significantly from the current level of 500 megawatt to 2 megawatt in next years. May I ask Ankit to take up this on data center development, market, and prospects for Techno?
Yes, sure. So till date, the most data centers have been located in Mumbai and Chennai. We selected for ourselves to be part of the Chennai market. And we selected the location in Chennai as Siruseri. We were one of the first movers to capture the market of Siruseri at Chennai. While there were only two data centers before us, that was from Airtel and Adani. And over the post our acquisition, post our development, we've seen entry of Equinix, Sify, STT, to name a few. So this has further validated our choice of location. And location is extremely important and key when it comes to data centers, because they have to be located T1 infrastructure, so that they are well connected to the cable landing stations or the fiber network that is laid down domestically in the country. Having so many data centers around us helps us connect to the ecosystem and has further validated our choice. Stage where it comes to setting up a data center of 24 megawatt IT load, because we have control over cost, quality, and the timeline of the project, having our own EPC capabilities. Almost 60 to 70% of the capex in a data center is towards electromechanical work. And with Techno's in-house capabilities to deliver high-quality electromechanical work, we are able to have greater control over the time of the schedule of the project, the quality, and the cost. And that turned out to be extremely advantageous for us. And industry has started recognizing it slowly and steadily, the advantages that Techno brings to the industry. We have almost completed, one can say, 50% of our long lead equipment ordering. Expect deliveries of those equipment start from the month of July. As far as civil works are concerned, ordering has been 100% completed, and we have completed casting up to the third floor of the building. The total building is four floors, and only one floor is left, and we are hopeful we should be able to complete the casting of the last floor also by the month of July. So we will start the electromechanical work from the month of July onwards, and in 3 months from July, we should have the complete project, or the project almost ready for testing, commissioning, and operation. Finally, we are looking to develop a couple of more data centers across the country. We have shortlisted a couple of more cities for similar size projects. One of these in Kolkata, while the other is still at the under discussion and but in advanced stages, so we shall be able to speak about it during the still in active discussions with a few potential strategic partners. But in meanwhile, there have been significantly positive developments where we have started indirectly and directly engaging with the end customers. And we might just be in a position to be able to lease the space in the data centers directly, but continue to scout for strategic partners. We continue to engage with them, and at the right time, we shall be able to bring someone on board to reduce our exposure. Capex for the Chennai project is at approximately rupees 1400 crores. That is about 45 crores per megawatt. And we are still hopeful that we should be able to complete the project, bring the project from the sector.
Yeah. Ankit, are you through?
Yep.
Yeah, thank you. And I'll only add to this that the National Payment Center of India, catering to UPI and other applications, is very close to our data center. That has also added more value to the very location or pocket we are in. With this background, I now seek participation from the members to further clarify our any of the details or prospects.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question comes from the line of Gunjan Kabra with Niveshe. Please go ahead. Gunjan, your line is unmuted. You could please ask your question.
Yeah, sorry. Sir, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I'm a little new to the company and I have few queries regarding the business model. So firstly, in the results, why is there a difference between consolidated and standalone numbers? Because standalone is higher than consolidated. So is it because of the data center EPC or how is revenue recognition? And going forward, how are we planning to recognize this revenue, because there is some loss in the unallocable corporate segment also. So I wanted to understand why is there such discrepancy between standalone and console.
No, ma'am, I think all of you know this is a requirement to consolidate the accounts as per the accounting standards and SEBI norms, and the work done for your own wholly owned subsidiaries like data center or AMI, the cost incurred on those projects we have to account for in the standalone accounts, but they are taken largely at cost till a significant stage is achieved in the very project. We can add profit margin thereafter, but it does not make larger sense, you know, as a business to pay out more taxes to show only. And we will like to capitalize this work done in our subsidiaries when the OPEX, you know, or the operating revenue visibility is close by. So this is a better way to manage your efficient way to manage your I will say the cash, and consolidation is a requirement.
Okay. So actually I was wondering, because our standalone sales are higher than console sales, that is why I was wondering. Okay. So
they
how are we playing? Sorry?
They will always be met, because as long as you are working, carrying out some assignments of the subsidiaries, the output generated by work done there will be part of standalone but not in consolidated. They will be part of the separately in the subsidiary accounts prepared for each company.
Okay. Sir, also, how are we placed in the data center industry, though it's a very emerging and growing industry right now? So in terms of competitiveness, how are we placed? Because there are quite a few competitors also who are building, who are also in the same model. So how are we placed in terms of per megawatt, what cost, what is it for us, and how will the rental model work going forward, and have we, going forward, when are we planning, how this model will work going forward is what I wanted to understand in terms of revenue and profit.
Well, Ankit, will you like to answer this?
Yeah, I'll take it. So, as you rightly mentioned, the data center industry is still very, very nascent and still maturing. There are very few companies that we can consider to be mature companies in data center industry, but they have also been in existence for only last 10 to 15 years, and they can be counted as two or three at best. Market will always be competitive when there is, will keep getting more and more competitive, obviously, because there is a demand-supply gap. Today, where just to give on broad numbers, whereas the supply would get about 650 odd megawatt, the expected demand in the industry is close to around 11 to 1200 megawatt. So there's almost a 100% gap over here. And this time this gap remains, we'll keep hearing more and more players jump into the industry. But being a very high capex industry and requiring specialized skill sets to be an operator of data center, there, as much as we see the area around the industry, we won't be seeing deliveries happen on the ground. And for a company like Techno Electric, you see, we are not trying to compete with established data center operators. We don't need to compete with them until and unless we are able to build those operational skill sets, which we are parallelly working on. But till that time, we will be ones who will be able to address the challenges that the industry at large is facing, such as sourcing of power, finding quality EPC contractors, and also delivering quality projects to the end consumers. Because even today, though it is only lately that high-quality projects have started getting delivered, until today, the kind of budget required to deliver high quality projects were not available, but slowly and steadily industry is maturing towards it, and customers have started pushing the operators towards delivering better and more reliable solutions. So that's where the industry is, and And we understand that today Techno may not directly want to take any kind of business risks out of data center that is going into the market to lease the space. We would like to first attempt to find a strategic partner, an investor, who can help us in achieving those relationship with the customers that will ultimately lease out the space and kind of de-risk Techno out of those business risks. And Techno would like to play on its strengths, which is EPC and power, because power is the raw material for any data center, at least today. So we'll continue to play on our strengths while find a partner who can de-risk us of the business risks which come along. And that's the strategy we would like to adopt till the time we develop our own operational models, which might take another couple of years.
Okay. So, when is it expected to operational? Commence its operation. When will the rental and in the income start from the data centers? Is it in FY25 that you will see the revenue coming in from that?
Absolutely.
Okay. And so you also mentioned 3,800 crores of order book. We closed it on March 31st. So, wanted to understand how much. Will we be able to execute it this year? FGD takes around 2 to 3 years to execute. So of the total order book, at which stage are we in terms of execution, if you can tell, if you can tell that? And for the smart meter also, if you can explain what's the order execution cycle?
Ma'am, I will say that you must visit our office, number one. But coming to your question specifically,
I would love to visit your office and meet you.
Yeah, you are welcome and we'll be happy to host you. Firstly, the business of order of FGD is nearly a year old and now it is ripe to execute. Last year we have not booked any output of this work, although we got this order sometime around June, July of last year. Now this year it is ready and we hope that at least 50% of work will be completed this year and another 50 next year. You are perfectly right, it is a work of no less than 2 to 3 years. As far as AMI is concerned, it is a very fast track job. The present 2.5 lakh meter job we are doing is only a 12 months execution cycle, which has already started. Out of 2.5 lakh, we have already supplied 1 lakh meters. We have installed about 50,000-60,000 meters by now. And we have to complete this work by no later than December this year. So this entire work will be completed of the present AMI order in hand by this year.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much. I'll come back in the queue and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Sandeep Talsanian with JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, very good afternoon and congratulations on
improving
the execution on the side, sir. I hope you're doing well.
And now is the future, sir. Now it has started. We have boarded the bus.
Correct. Sir, I have a couple of questions. Firstly, the way this entire reporting is done, the margins in EPC are booked at 39 crores and on top of that we have booked other income of 23 crores. But because of some loss, the overall EBIT that we have shown is just about 24 crores. So I'm not able to understand this math. If you can explain that variation.
You are asking a wrong man, Sandeep. I think we have boarded a Grand Thornton on board as per your requirements. We want to be best of the best in accounting. One quarter results will always be a little juggle here and there because discontinued business, sub-business, third-party business, they all classify differently. But when you look on overall as annually, so a lot of mud is out in the company now. And we are now The good, I always say the, in the company now, my message is the good morning has happened and we must see the bright sun at and company must grow at no less 30-40% a year now. So that in next 3 years, we have double top line and at least double PAT. So that is the mission we are on, sir. And for any specific details, you are welcome to my office, sit with my accountants. They will take care of it. No issue.
Okay.
But I can say overall, let me complete, Sandeep. My accounting starts with cash, ends with cash. But my accountant tells me, Guptaji, accounting do not happen in cash. It happens on mercantile system. There is a huge disconnect, you know, between their way of looking on accounting and my way of looking on this business. I still trust EPC business should be purely based on cash and cash flows, what I have earned in cash and what I have spent in cash and what I have paid out in cash. So that is my way of life and I have done it successfully and I think I am no worse than others. And I leave that judgment to you. We have earned cash in this business. We are sitting on a cash of 1500 crore. We have paid out all taxes. We have paid out all buybacks and dividends of 1000 CR in last 10 years. So we are cash positive, cash generative company. That's all I know as a business. The rest is accounting numbers.
Right. So sir, just because if you just add these numbers, it seems some 35 odd crores, 30 crores of some...
Discontinued business, you have to account for, and then secondly, tax outgo is more because of the wind assets. The capital gain tax itself has taken away 55 CR. We have paid out a tax of this year 110 CR, all-time high, which earlier was never more than...
No, sir, I understand the discontinued part. My question was more on the EBIT prior to the entire tax outgo and the discontinued itself. Because our corporate segment shows a loss, an EBIT loss of 14 crores on income of this 22 crores that we got. So it seems that you know, this 36 crore is something like a write-off we have taken on an account.
They may have offset some deferred tax here and there. That is how it goes.
Okay.
You are welcome to come to office and see.
I think we'll connect separately on that one.
Overall company is positive 218 CR, net of taxes. That is more vital to us and it is all in cash.
So second question was on the data center part. We have booked this 150 crore of top line in this quarter. And I think the initial guidance that you had given was roughly about 60% of this 1400 crore should be EPC work. So if you could quantify what will be the total EPC order execution that we'll do over the next two quarters, where we expect to finish this, what would be that size about? Should it be 800-850 crore or will it be larger than that?
But the phase one, the order on us is about 540 CR, if I am not wrong. That is phase one order out of this. And so far we have spent about 120 CR. And balance, you can say another 320, about another 200 CR or 250 CR will be in next two quarters. And balance will be in third quarter, another 150 CR.
Got it. Understood. And then balance part, of course, phase two will be after that, which will form part of the total 1400 crore project size.
Right. That is, we are only at the moment working on phase one, which is referring to be ready by October.
Understood. And so one question is on these sticky receivables of Afghanistan project, Bengal, some execution done, 10 years ago, 80 crore. Receivable. So what is your entire outlook on this? You know, how soon can we realize this total 150, 160 crore of receivable which are sticky? Over what time period can this be realized by the company?
I guess it should not take us more than 1 year maximum, because now we are in a close-out mood, and we'll put all possible resources and influences. You know, dealing with DISCOMs has always been a pain. Had it been what our center government makes us believe, there was no concern to exit here. The very pain to exit lies there, that we don't implement what we say. We don't mean what we do. That is the meaning. That is meaningless in my life. So, but you take it 1 year. The perfect answer to your question is 1 year. It will all be liquidated. Rather, we have to get much more, sir. We don't want to put it in books. We'll count on cash basis as and when received.
Understood. And, sir, on this, next question is on this AMI business. In the past calls, you had highlighted that when we come closer to execution, we'll be able to give more color on the business model. If you could explain that briefly to us, how the revenue booking and what will be the typical cost margins in that segment, exactly how the P&L of this entity, Techno AMI, will look. If you could give a broader sense of the business model, that will be helpful.
Sandeep, I think I'll be better placed to explain you in June quarter the results, because it is, as I explained, they are alike to HAM. Some accounting process called HAM, which was used in highways. It will be a similar model of accounting here. But we are a little more, will be innovative because of our comfort with the lending bodies. Going forward, we'll examine how we can part these receivables with some of them.
Okay, so fair enough. Fair enough, I understand that. So we'll probably connect on that in the quarter after that. And lastly, just reconfirming the wind assets which are in hand. So now we have some 6 megawatt in Andhra Pradesh and around 3.5 megawatts in Tamil Nadu. So 9.5 will be left after this entire transaction is completed. Is that right?
No, sir. 18 megawatt in Karnataka we are left with, and another 3.3 megawatt left in Andhra, in Tamil Nadu. We never had any asset in Andhra.
Okay. I meant Karnataka.
So 21 megawatt is presently with us. 3 megawatt we had MOU, we could not execute because of the land issues. Digitization sometimes can be a blessing and victim both. You can see that. So all land data are digitized now. And multiple people have registered the same land parcel on which our windmills are lying. Although we have assurance from Suzlon that if we face any ultimate challenge, then it belongs to them. But we'll be able to unlock it, sir. There was a company in Chandigarh called PAPCL. They did some kind of teak farming claims and collected a lot of money from investors. SEBI knocked down on them. There was a Loda committee and whatnot. It was a big scam, all-time scam, you may be doing it. So we have to go through all the processes to unlock that land parcel from there, sir. But we'll be able to do it, sir.
So this 21 megawatt entirely will be sold, and or we'll retain something for in-house consumption in Karnataka, that 18 megawatt?
No, we are not retaining anything for consumption now, sir, because a lot of policy changes have come with the very amendment to the Electricity Act, where renewable power enjoys open access now already over conventional power. So buying power in open access with ISTS charges being not there makes this power more competitive in buying out than generating yourself. So, you know, these regimes are changing every month, Sandeep, and we have to catch up with that. Regulatory side. It's highly regulated business. Government is keen to promote this business in India, decarbonize India. So all these kind of facilitations will continue. Like yesterday only notification has come from CERC that that for next 25 years, ISTS charge is waived for generators.
Mm-hmm. All right, sir. All the best to you, and thank you for answering all the questions patiently, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Sarvesh Gupta with Maximal Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and thank you for taking my question. Sir, first is on the revenue guidance for this current fiscal year. So I think this year, you know, despite having almost 3,000-4,000 crore order book, the overall EPC execution ex of data center has only been like 830 crores. So it has been much lesser than last year also. But going forward, if you can just help us understand how the execution can be on the 4,000 crore order book that we have, excluding data center, sir, that would be helpful.
You minimal, when talking very conservatively, you can take it almost around 1,300 CR plus minus third party business other than our own works to be carried out for data center and AMI.
Okay, so that is 1,300 crore, and then as you were mentioning, out of the 540 crore of data center, I think 130 we have already done, 140 we have already done, so 400 more will come from data center.
Right. It should come 350, 400.
Okay. And on this 1,300 crore, sir, how do we see the margins playing out for this financial year?
I will continue to maintain guidance at 12% plus for this year also, but I'm very hopeful it should be a little better, maybe not quarter on quarter, but prices are softening at the moment because of China backlog. Even steel prices have softened by 3-4 rupees in last 1 month. That's very positive. So if commodity prices are softening, inflation is going down, we are very hopeful that it should be something better than 12 only.
So last call we had mentioned around 14.5 for the EPC side. So are we guiding for a lower sort of a margin this year?
I'm not saying lower or higher, sir. You see, it depends on very, very job-specific interactive part. Ultimately, 12 may become 14. Because last year when we guided 14, we had that kind of PV provisos in our contracts additionally available. Now under TBCB model, in the order become by a large fixed price with the developers. So if commodity cycle remains often, it will be better only. But I must give you something which I cannot breach. Like you can see last year also we are nearly 14%, which I told you, on an average for the year. But quarter on quarter we have been coming down a bit. Like last quarter is now 12%. Or 12.5%. So similarly, you take 12.5%, 12.5 to 13% will be safe enough.
Understood. And on this 400, rather this 540 crore data center project, now this quarter we have not booked any margin, so that is zero. So going forward, as the milestone comes, what is the strategy to sort of book profits here?
It will be guided by the accounting norms, sir. We cannot apply our own mindset on this. I'm not sure how margins are taken care of. If eligible, it will be taken in. Otherwise, it will be zero only. It will be cost to cost.
So even after the completion of the phase one, there is
not completion. You see, once you have completed COD as happened, as it is capitalized in the subsidiary, and it is no more work in progress, then it's a final billing. Then it's a close-out. COD has happened. Once you have executed the whole contract, margin flows in. I have no doubt. But progressively, at what stage I am eligible for margin, I'll have to seek guidance from my accountants.
Understood, sir. And sir, finally, on the order book side, so currently we are at 3,800 odd crores. And did I hear it correctly that you said that as against 3,300 crore of order flow in FY23, you are expecting around 4,000 crore of order flow in FY24? And what will be the breakup of that, sir, in terms of various segments, and especially if you can highlight the L1 also 1250 crore, where is that?
Yeah, one is, as I said, in Leh, we are L1 with Power Grid in transmission asset business, and another in AMI business. These are the two businesses where we are L1, and we are also seriously engaged in FGD business with a private developer. The name I cannot disclose at the moment. Okay, definitely, we are looking for a year-end order close of no less than 6,000 crore. By the year end of 24.
Okay, so 3,800 crore and 4,000 more this year, and lessened by maybe 1,300 crore of this year. So
1,800 including data center and AMI and third party business. So 1,800 you can minus out. 750.
Understood, sir. Understood. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Mohit Kumar with ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes. Good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, very good.
My first question is on the inquiry pipeline for the transmission side. Are you seeing any? I understand the bidding pipeline is very large. Can you please comment on that?
You see, I will say that pipeline is long, sir, but not the value in transmission assets, because these are largely limited to two states as of now, which is Rajasthan and Gujarat. That is where most projects are happening as of today. And it is already densely populated with transmission assets. We still see a lot of scope in intrastate business in augmenting their own capabilities, capacities, and also grid need technological improvements in injecting more renewable power vis-a-vis conventional power. We are already at around 12-15%, which need to improve to 25-30% in the coming 4-5 years. So that will give a lot of challenges to the grid, which has to be backed by many new technology solutions, as well as pumping storage backups or gas-based stations. Ongoing technological innovation. But we at the time are taking this sector a bit conservatively, at least for this year.
But my second question is on intrastate. Are you reasonably hopeful of intrastate transmission activity picking up in medium term? And does that create an opportunity set for us?
Yeah, if there is an opportunity, it is for us, sir. Whether it is Power Grid or private, that's not an issue. The question is, the very opportunity happening in a right manner and right time. And the government is time and again postponing the biddings, number one. The ground reality is little different than what you see in the media or what minister talks about. That is my takeaway. Because still they are not able to sign PPAs. Their counterparty lists are mounting with every day. So challenges are also growing within the sector, sir. Because I have always mentioned to you, this sector need market reforms, not regulatory reforms. And regulatory reforms are not going to take us anywhere in this sector. 20 years of Electricity Act. What has happened to consumer? Well, you produce electricity at 3 rupees, you tell me. And at your house, it comes at 10 rupees. And you are still in loss, sir. and DISCOM is in loss. Now, how do you define the balance sheet of DISCOMs? What reforms in the sector at the end of the day? So these are all cosmetic, you know, progresses, I would say. So we are all going along with it happily. But if they leave the sector like aviation, telecom, highways to the market forces, you see what kind of changes happens. It will be entirely different, sir.
Mm-hmm. So my third question on the data center, of course, we are building up our data center. Is there a possibility that we can participate or build a data center for third party?
Yeah, absolutely.
What are our capabilities, sir? In the sense, let's say for this 1,400 crore, which is spent on what is our scope?
Ankit, will you like to address this issue?
Break up the data center cost between the various parts and let us know the scope where you can work.
Yeah, we will be largely having the scope with us in electromechanical and multi-layered power supply solutions, sir. That will belong to Techno. A data center is defined in terms of megawatt, number one.
Right.
So and it need to have a reliability of power supply. So it has a multi-layered power supply solutions around it. Two grids and two backups, then N plus one in backups. Then you need a lot of renewable power storage solution if you can afford going forward. That will be a way of life. Then all kind of electromechanical solutions from medium voltage to DC voltage, they will be integrally part of the solution. So, and then safety solutions around it, security surveillance around it. So these are highly secured, reliable, 99.99% available installations. They are not like power stations which are configured around availability only. And they should not have latency, you know, that's a very big thing. You have to have a power internet exchange very close by to your data center to avoid latency, which we often experience in our life. So OTT is growing, apps are growing, e-commerce is growing. So all these are quality demand of the data center, and cloud services are growing. So all this will mean a lot more use of data centers.
Sir, my last question is, sir, have you tied up with a client for the renting out our data center? And what is the kind of utilization level you expect to achieve in, let's say, 2 to 3 years?
Ankit, would you like to answer this?
Yeah, so as I started the call, we started the call, we explained the progress at that point of time. We are still in discussions with a few for this project. As I mentioned, even then, we are looking to tie up with customers or clients directly for this project, because we do not have those kind of skill sets which are required for operating a project to satisfaction of a client, but rather have a partner on board that can help us in operating these projects and who can help us tie the facility or the space available in the data center by leasing it to those specific end customers. So we are trying to de-risk ourselves from those aspects of the business which we are not fully conversant with or yet yet comfortable with. So the whole customer tying part shall be taken care by the partner that we finally shortlist for the project. As far as Techno is concerned, we continue to work on what we are very strong at, which is ensuring that the project gets reliable power and the project is built to the best specifications possible for the end customer.
Understood. Is it fair to assume that we'll be tying up in next couple of months?
I wouldn't want to put a timeline because we've not at it for now last 2 years and or let's say last 1.5 years. But as the project is progressing, we are seeing better quality of interest and better terms as well. So maybe once we are more closer to commissioning the project, I'm more hopeful that we have a better position on the table that we will finally be able to accept and go ahead with.
Understood, sir. Thank you and all the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Chirag Shah with ICICI Direct. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon, sir.
Long time.
So I just one clarification. When you mentioned that you are looking guiding for 800 crores of standalone revenues, so the margin that you mentioned, 12%, includes the margin on the revenues booked on both the subsidiaries of AMI and data center, right?
No. Okay. No margin. It is at cost.
But sir, as you mentioned, whatever I understood that if you book out the whole order in FY24, at the end of the order, you will book some margins, right? So that will come
at the that will be a part of the bottom line, sir. Absolutely, for the year end of 24. You are right.
So in that case, what will be our margins look like? As in, if I just look at the standalone piece per se.
Sir, then I will not say margin, which overall will remain same 12.5% to 13%. I am not going to make a profiteering out of my subsidiary, but the top line eligible for margin will become larger. That's all I am saying. Like, have you understood me? Presently, the margin which I am saying is on the third-party business as a accounting norm. Right. Consolidated will speak better, you know, in that case. But once my own sub-business becomes eligible for profit booking in the top line, then margin percentage will remain same, but the top line eligible for margin growth.
Because I was coming from the point that tomorrow, if in future, if you take a third-party data center execution project, so what kind of margin one can command? So I was just trying to understand that.
You can expect around 15%, sir, easily, if not 20.
And so my second question is more on the FGD side of the business, because you mentioned that your commentary says that you are quite gung-ho on that segment, but if you look at the market per se, few of your competitors are mentioning that FGD market is slowing down, and if you look at NTPC, it is almost done with its FGD ordering. So where is the scope or where is the opportunity that you are looking at?
So government has a fixed date by which everybody is to do the business. You are very right, NTPC is more or less completed its assignment, but states and private players are still lagging. They are usually backlogged with them. Almost 100 gigawatt is yet to be fitted with solution on NOx and the SOx solutions. You are right. So it is a time to address market emerging out of the captive power, private players, and obviously state electricity boards. And something to do with the SCBs also, CPSU also, like DVC. They have just now come out with a tender in one of their units now. Now they are further expanding the capacity in thermal world, which government has recently approved to the extent of about 25 gigawatt. Those projects will also be retrofitted with these solutions additionally. So the market for next 4 or 5 years exists. Yes, there is a bit of a slow start because government has already granted them time extension up to 27.
Got your point, sir. Thank you also. That's all for myself.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Dhavan Shah with AlfAccurate Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, thanks for the opportunity. So I would like to understand, you know, more from the order book side. So we ended up roughly 3,800 crores of order book. Can you break it up between the generation, transmission, and distribution? What is your end order book for this three segment, sub-segment?
Yeah, no greater, sir. 1500 crore is generation, taking FGD as a part of the generation. And another about 1000 CR is in transmission. And about 300 CR is in AMI. And further, our data center order is about 400 CR or 425 CR. And AMI business for our own TOTEX market is about, you can say, 250 CR.
Okay. Okay. And normally, you mentioned that roughly 50% of the FGD contract work is already completed. And I think the 50% execution would be completed this year and the rest would be next year. So in the transmission transmission-wise, I think the execution cycle would be 4 to 5 years, right? So including all these things, you mentioned that we will end up the revenue of roughly 1300 odd crore for this fiscal. That is what we have mentioned, right? Excluding data centers.
No, sir. I never mentioned that. Today, renewable power generation starts within a year, sir. The days of 3-4 years or 4-5 years are over. Transmission system has to be in place by 1 year, number one. Number two, I mentioned that FGD do takes 2 to 3 years, but the order is 1 year old, where we have not booked any revenue so far. So this year, second year will be the first year for the revenue booking, ending with the next year, third year. That will be the third year of the order and 24-25 of the company. That is what I was explaining. And I also said that the metering order we have with us today is only to be completed within 12 months. But as per the government scheme now, they are generally giving us about 27 months in PMBPP for schemes in new metering solutions. The old work which I am doing for 2.5 lakh meters is to be completed in 12 months, that is by March 24. So all of this will get executed in this year.
Okay. And the margin-wise, can you share the sub-segmental margins? How are the margins between this FGD, transmission, EMI, data center? Should we assume the average 12% or is there any difference between these 3-4 sub-segments?
Average, you can take 12 to 12.5% easily. But they are differentially distributed. Transmission is 10%, FGD is 15%, AMI is another 13-14%. So average out is about 13% plus minus, you can say.
Sure, sir. Yeah, that's all from me. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Shreyans Gattani with SG Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. I had a question on the data center. Basically, so I wanted to know, is the partner just waiting for Techno to demonstrate like certain capabilities in terms of construction of the data center, which is why it is getting delayed, and terms are, like you said, getting better, or you know, like why would the contract signing not happen today and would happen at a later stage? Like, and also, like, if the clients like that we are talking to, like you mentioned, like I think since the last two or three con calls that you know there is a term sheet and there's back and forth. So are they the same people you all are talking to, or is there different people in terms of the partner that you're considering?
Ankit, would you like to articulate the answer?
Yeah, I'll address it. No, so basically what we are trying to say is that, you know, every project goes through its own cycle, and today it's at a place where most of the development risk is behind us. You see, when you look for a partner at the very concept stage where it's a barren land. Very, very blank. You know, it's like both the developers coming together and setting up a project and taking on the development risk equally. Something by that much more development risk is getting behind us, and therefore the expectation of rewards are constantly changing, and how the market perceives the project also changes. Industry timelines itself helps you sometimes, because a matter of fact is that this is probably the only data center.
Sorry, your voice is breaking. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I can listen.
Are you able to hear me?
Yeah.
I'm saying that with time, obviously industry dynamics also changes, and today we are at a position wherein, you see, for the year 2024, there will hardly be any space in data centers available in the Chennai market. This probably will be the only project that will be available with this kind of a space. So most customers should prefer this project, and the competitive advantage that we would have in compared to the industry would be much better. Many projects which were planned to get executed or completed in 2024, for obvious reasons, have got delayed to 2025, which gives Techno a better edge in the industry. Third is that sourcing power is always a very big challenge, especially in a state like Tamil Nadu. And somehow Techno's experience has helped us in securing the required amount of power for the project, which is significantly unique to other projects. While some are struggling to even secure power, we have that security available. So as we are progressing, we are unlocking certain challenges, and that is improving the prospects of the project and the, one can say, the valuations one can command with the partner. And the quality of partner also changes, because at the time when you discuss for the first time, they also see that the project is at a very nascent stage. There's still time for capital deployment or the availability of the project in the market. So those discussions take time to mature out. But now that we are coming close to completing civil works, we're coming close to commissioning, and these development risks are behind us, there are more serious conversations that have started taking place. And it's just a matter of time when we decide that, okay, this is the terms and valuations at which we are comfortable now closing at it.
Got it. You had mentioned like around an 18% IRR for this. So that was, I think, in the September con call last year. So, like, should we assume, you know, that we should do better than that, given that we are looking for better terms now, or does that remain the same?
Ultimately IRRs are obviously about the amount of risk which we want to keep on our table. If till the amount of revenue risk that we are willing to take on the table, that much more the returns obviously improve for us, but that much business risk also Techno goes through. So the final call we will take on the basis of what kind of revenue risk is Techno willing to take on the table. So the IRRs are ultimately dependent on what kind of a lease. If we don't want to take leasing risk of the project, and we want it to be 100% borne by the strategic partner, obviously IRRs would be much different than in case if we are willing to take the lease risk on our table.
Got it. And are we still talking to the same partners, or have we got additional partners, or some of them have?
We are in discussion with three partners.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Thank you. That's all.
Let me add here, sir, for all of you. Whatever assets we developed 10 years back or 5 years back, or we are developing now, we have always exited at a huge gain and never as a haircut. Whether it was transmission assets, or it is wind power, or going forward our own AMI assets, we are very sure, you know, we understand quality and life cycle of a asset in performance in this business. That is the biggest forte we have. We are not commercially scaling up or building up some issues to be party tomorrow to third party at some margin. If market supports me, I make a gain. If does not, I take a haircut. That is not the business of Techno, sir. my business is to excel first technically and then financially. So I have always, finance has followed me, my excellence in technical application of the solutions more than other way around. So finance is not a criteria when we work on a project, but it is important, and it we have always been positive on it, benefited with it.
Got it. That is helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing remarks.
I would like to thank you, all of you, for joining our investor conference and asking very, very stimulating questions. And you are welcome to visit our office. I will only say that with a lapse of 4 years and stagnating for 4 years is behind us. The sunrise in the company has happened now, and we are on a strong footing to grow in next 3 years. And you will find our top line and bottom line doubling out in next 3 to 4 years. And we'll be building more modern day technology based solutions, both in the data center, transmission, AMI, and whatnot. All we are very excited for our tomorrow and today, I will say. With this, I would like to thank all of you for joining the conference. And if you are still left with any query, please related to our future technology journey, our performances, please drop a mail to us. If you happen to be on this side of the city or in Delhi, we have a large size office headed by Ankit in Delhi, in Gurgaon. You are welcome to drop in and call on us. We'll be delighted to host you. Thank you very much once again.
Thank you. On behalf of Asian Market Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.